Ever since National Blue Jay Awareness Month started 2 weeks ago, people have been thinking about blue jays and wondering how smart they really are. That's not an easy question to answer. Jim Baker once administered an IQ test to a classroom full of blue jays, but it didn't go over too big. One of the jays flew out the window carrying her pencil, another pecked holes all over his answer sheet, and a third spent the whole test session swinging on the overhead light fixture. We know that jays can count to at least five, select fertile acorns with 88% accuracy, and never ever smoke cigarettes. We could compare blue jay intelligence to that of adult humans, but I'm afraid we grown-ups wouldn't stack up too well. No, the only fair measure of blue jay intelligence would be in comparison with small children. So I brought a jay from Baker's Blue Jay Barn over to the studio, where I just happened to have a little kid handy too. What's your name?
Tommy Elkson.
And your name? That's apparently Blue Jay talk for hi, I'm Mr. Jay. We'll start with math. Tommy, what's 2 plus 2?
4.
And Mr. Jay, what's 3 plus 1? We'll assume that call means I don't know, and that puts Tommy ahead by 1. Our next category is history. Tommy, who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Mr. Jay, who is the president of the United States today? That puts Tommy up by 2. Now we'll turn to geography. This particular Jay, who was hatched in Rhinelander, spent his first winter in Illinois and then returned to the Rhinelander area with his mate when he was 1 year old. He spent that winter in the Northland since he had a good supply of acorns stashed away. The following year, he and his mate got bitten by a travel bug and lit out for Texas, and again returned to Wisconsin the following spring. Tommy, if you wanted to do all that traveling, how would you find your way?
I don't know.
Well, Tommy's still ahead by 1. Our final question is perhaps the ultimate test of native intelligence. Tommy, if you were talking on the phone to your best buddy Max and he suddenly told you he was going to put you on hold because he had call waiting, what would you do?
I would sit around holding the phone waiting.
How long would you wait?
Until he came back.
We apparently can't ask Mr. Jay the same question because he just fell over laughing. Blue Jay Intelligence, you be the judge.
Me?